Day 64, Victim-Based Society. We are facing an epidemic in our society. Everywhere you turn, there are victims. Victims of discrimination, victims of violence, victims of crime, victims of divorce, victims of this and victims of that. Am I out of touch, or does it seem like the percentage of the population today that can relate to being a victim is much higher than it was 5 or 6 decades ago? As quoted from the book, Victor, Breaking Free from a Victim-Based Society by John H. Hovis, page 7. There's a term that's gaining traction in our world today. That term is victim-based society. It comes from the belief that people have become so thin-skinned today that almost anything brings us to the point where we feel victimized. Of course, this term has nothing to do with the people who suffer horrible abuse at the hands of haters in the world today. This term is used to widely describe those who find offense at every turn, those who are victimized by the slightest thing around them that they might not agree with. This is a place where victim thinking is ready to do its worst in our lives. The victim-based society is hallmarked by the politically correct movement that seems to have taken hold in our culture. The ever-growing list of perfectly good, everyday words that can't be used for fear of offending someone is the result of us living a victim-based mentality. You simply can't live like a victor when you are preoccupied with finding fault with how your fellow man treats you on a moment-by-moment basis. Problem is that there are a lot of jerks out there. There is no way to stop people from doing things that will offend you from time to time. With that offense can come victimization and oftentimes victim thinking. Left long enough, we will bow down to the god of our victim-based society. That god is ourselves. How can we fight against this victor-robbing trend in our world today? Take a look at this verse. But now I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Matthew 5:44, Good News Translation. Has someone said or done something that has offended you? Has that offense brought you to a place where you feel victimized? Don't let that feeling stay in your life for long. Pray. Don't pray for yourself. Pray for the one who offended you. Pray blessing. Pray healing. Pray life. This kind of prayer makes it possible to live like the victor God made you to be. Crazy thing is that the same can be said for those who have truly hurt you in horrible and unthinkable ways. Prayer for those who have brought unspeakable hurt into our lives sometimes brings healing into our being that just couldn't happen any other way. I'm in no way saying that you have to want the best for those who have hurt you, but I'm saying that by praying for them, you are releasing them to the only person who can make any change in their lives. That is God. Today, don't be a part of the ever-growing ranks of our victim-based society. Break free and let prayer for those offenders out there, be what sets you free to live life as a victor.